Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. To kick things off, let's take a look at some significant progress in the open source operating system space, where Redox OS, written entirely in Rust, is continuing its steady march forward. The Redox OS team's June 2025 status report highlighted some impressive updates, most notably in its ongoing integration and support for the Wayland Display Server protocol. A crucial breakthrough came with the ability to send file descriptors over Unix domain sockets, an essential feature for fully optimized Wayland operations that marks a key milestone in Redox OS functionality. Alongside this, developers have added support for network booting over PXE and UEFI, tweaked kernel features, improved system calls, and enhanced user space applications. Documentation and build system improvements are ongoing as well, and the team is currently searching for a part-time build engineer, so if that's your expertise, check out the Redox OS blog for details. Now, turning from operating systems to gaming giants, we have to talk about Valve and what's next for PC gaming. As it stands, Valve's Steam platform holds around a 70% share of the global PC gaming market, and is set to clear over $10 billion in revenue soon. However, fans and industry experts alike have raised concerns about the company's slow pace in releasing major new titles, with the much-anticipated third entry in the Half-Life series still nowhere in sight. The recent slowing of development seems partly attributable to Gab Newell, Valve's co-founder, stepping back from active involvement in day-to-day operations. Despite competition from platforms like Epic Game Store, no one has managed to put a real dent in Steam's dominance, leading to a degree of stagnation and debate over whether competition is healthy enough to spur innovation in the space. Shifting gears to the audio development world, Python developers will be thrilled to know about Pedalboard, a nifty library simplifying audio signal processing, now making waves in the community. Pedalboard lets you add effects like reverb, delay, and pitch shifting to your audio projects easily, sparing you the deep technical dive often required by traditional audio tools. Thanks to ongoing contributions from the open source community, its capabilities continue to grow, making it attractive for hobbyists and professionals alike. In hardware news, the upcoming Linux kernel version 6.16 is set to introduce native support for Acer's Nitro gaming controller, the NGR200, previously only compatible with Windows and Android. By integrating the new controller driver with existing Xbox-compatible code, Linux gaming becomes even more accessible for users, without sacrificing support for older devices. On the security front, it was a busy week. Major Linux distributions, including Alma Linux, Debian, Fedora, Oracle, and Ubuntu, all rolled out urgent updates to patch vulnerabilities across vital software components. If you're running any of these systems, definitely take a moment to make sure your updates are current. That small act could make all the difference in protecting your data and infrastructure. Meanwhile, controversy erupted in the environmental science field as websites hosting vital U.S. national climate assessment reports experienced serious access issues following the government's removal of some crucial documents, with peer-reviewed climate analysis vanishing from public databases. Experts and environmental advocates warn that these gaps could undermine effective climate action, not just in the U.S., but globally. There's a growing concern over the trend of restricting open access to government-funded climate data, particularly from agencies like NOAA and NASA. Switching camps to hardware and graphics, Intel's upcoming Linux 6.17 graphics kernel brings significant updates, including initial support for the Wildcat Lake display and new error monitoring features designed to catch critical kernel problems before they cause system instability. These kernel updates are complemented by experimental features aimed at squeezing even more performance out of Linux-based graphics environments. Turning to project management and collaboration in open source, Debian is doubling down on its efforts to welcome and mentor more contributors, with project leader Andreas Tille reiterating the value of community involvement. Part of this push includes investigating a budget for artificial intelligence and large language model technologies to help automate and improve the development process. Meanwhile, in the world of databases, Redis has just announced its first release candidate for version 8.2. a substantial update that packs performance boosts, new commands, and better support for scalable vector searches. These features should make Redis even more robust for high-demand environments, especially those leaning on real-time analytics and machine learning workloads. Shell enthusiasts will appreciate the recent arrival of GNU Bash 5.3, ushering in improvements in command substitution, enhanced readline support, and preliminary compliance with the C23 language standards. a solid step forward for this ubiquitous shell. Shifting to pop culture, HBO's adaptation of The Last of Us hit headlines when creative leads Neil Druckmann and Halle Gross announced their departure, raising significant questions around the show's future season and direction. Their exit marks a pivotal point for the hit series as it moves forward in the hands of a new creative team, with fans keenly watching for any word of what's coming next. If you're on the hunt for a friendlier Arch Linux experience, BlueStar Linux might be just the ticket, with its streamlined installer and broad support for multiple desktop environments, further lowering the barriers for Arch newcomers. There's also a fresh deep dive into Druckmann, Fedora and Red Hat's modular Initramf tool. The guide breaks down the ins and outs of Initramf's management, from boot troubleshooting to kernel upgrades, demonstrating why Druckmann remains an essential component for Linux SYS admins. The blockchain world is abuzz with Solana's continued focus on processing power using proof of history to deliver rapid transactions and trending as a popular choice among DeFi developers aiming for higher throughput. Developers are showing increasing interest in Solana's technical innovations, especially as scalability becomes more critical for global blockchain adoption. We also saw the announcement of the world's first commercial flesh computer, a hybrid combining silicon circuitry and living brain cells, now available for scientific research rental. This biomachine breakthrough piques scientific curiosity and could usher in new methods for studying the interplay between biological and digital systems. For iPhone users, there's a practical new guide detailing just how to unhide apps, ensuring users retain full control and visibility of what's on their devices. Whether you hit an app by accident or intentionally, the straightforward instructions make it easy to locate and re-add apps back to your home screen when needed. On the gaming front, Garena Free Fire Max players were treated to a new array of redeem codes, unlocking exclusive items and injecting a little extra fun into the Battle Royale experience. Stay tuned for these codes if you're chasing rare skins or unique in-game rewards. Developer giveaways are always popular. Another standout story: the US government's mass release of billions of sterilized flies as part of a sustained campaign to eradicate screwworm infestations using biological control strategies. It's an innovative solution to a serious agricultural and environmental issue, building on decades of integrated pest management research. Meanwhile, a recent UC Davis study has linked the Wells Fargo banking scandal to a noticeable increase in consumer trust for fintech lenders, shifting preferences away from traditional banks, even when alternative options aren't the cheapest. Perception of trust and transparency is proving more persuasive for borrowers than price alone, a noteworthy dynamic as fintech continues to reshape the lending landscape. Norway's push for electric mobility is breaking records. Battery EVs made up a jaw-dropping 96.9% of the new car market in June 2025. Generous government incentives and an effective charging infrastructure have made Norway a global reference point in the transition away from fossil fuel transport. Shifting to the chip sector, Samsung announced delays in launching its $44 billion semiconductor fab in Texas, initially set for an advanced 4-nanometer process and now eyeing a 2-nanometer node amid customer acquisition struggles. The move pushes completion back to October 2024, reflecting the complexities of bringing advanced manufacturing online and securing enough demand in a competitive market. For developers, Perl 5.42 has debuted with Unicode 16.0 support, new experimental any and all operators, performance enhancements, and key security fixes, demonstrating ongoing vitality in one of the oldest general-purpose scripting languages. Curious about AI's limits? An amusing experiment pitted Microsoft Copilot against the Atari 2600's video chess, and the chatbot found itself handily beaten by the classic machine. Despite all the modern advances, some games still pose surprising challenges for even the best AI. GIMP, the long-standing open-source image editor, is moving steadily towards version 3.2, with headline enhancements like a new overwrite painting mode ideal for pixel art, upgrades to text outlining, and increased compatibility with Photoshop pattern files. These updates highlight GIMP's resolve to keep delivering pro-level creative features, expanding accessibility without straying from its free and open roots. The consumer rights campaign Stop Killing Games has hit new milestones as it wins broader UK and EU support, spotlighting calls for tougher rules ensuring ongoing access to digital games long after original servers are shut down. If the movement gathers steam, we could see a legislative push securing greater consumer control over their digital purchases moving forward. Over in the UK, nearly 1,000 Brits have clinched a 4-day work week after a successful trial period. Early results suggest higher job satisfaction and reduced burnout, giving hope to advocates for more flexible approaches to work-life balance. On the web, Food bloggers breathed a sigh of relief as Google scrapped its recipe quick view experiment, after vocal concerns from creators worried about lost web traffic and undermined ad revenue. Google's decision underlines the delicate balance tech companies need to strike between innovating for users and supporting the ecosystem of content creators. Security experts are on alert following the discovery of a severe vulnerability in DJ View Libre, CVE-2025-53367, creating a window for remote code execution on millions of devices relying on popular document viewers. Now's a good time to audit and update any workflows that depend on DJ View Libre, especially if you manage enterprise deployments. Eye-opening research revealed that large language model chatbots, including variants from the GPT-4 family, frequently provide inaccurate or outright dangerous web addresses for major brands, creating fresh opportunities for phishing and social engineering scams. Users are encouraged to double-check all recommendations before clicking any links. AI can still be tricked, or may amplify existing risks through simple mistakes. Rust programmers are celebrating progress with TMUXRS, a Rust port of the much-loved TMUX terminal multiplexer, now hitting a major development milestone and promising a modern alternative, albeit still under active optimization. The Rust ecosystem continues to flourish, with more tools and projects moving over from C to Bash, reflecting both advances in safety and community enthusiasm for better concurrent app development. Investigators uncovered an unsettling trend where researchers intentionally hide AI prompts within academic papers to game peer review outcomes, surfacing serious questions about ethical conduct and transparency in scientific publishing. The wider academic community is now looking at ways to detect and prevent this type of misconduct, in a bid to uphold fairness and the reliability of scientific review processes. Fedora Linux looks set to end support for UEFI bootloaders on legacy MBR partition disks, encouraging users to transition to more robust GPT partition tables for modern systems. The change should eliminate a class of edge case boot bugs and streamline future installations and upgrades. Robotics tinkerers might be interested in a new DIY emergency braking system for RC cars, courtesy of Narrow Studios, which uses Arduino and ultrasonic sensors to halt vehicles before collisions, spotlighting the potential of microcontroller projects in hobbyist safety engineering. The consumer hardware space is grappling with a spate of resistance to right-to-repair laws, as a growing cohort of product manufacturers drag their heels in providing parts, repair docs, or unlock codes to owners and independent repairers. Advocacy groups worry that the mounting resistance could undermine consumer rights, lock users into expensive proprietary services, and stifle innovation in independent repair industries. Turning towards the renewable sector, the U.S. House recently passed legislation rolling back tax credits for solar, wind, and electric vehicles, a move that environmentalists claim risks undermining the clean energy transition. Industry stakeholders are now re-evaluating their plans, watching closely to see whether threatened incentives will be reinstated, or if this marks a more fundamental policy shift on climate action. That brings us to the end of this week's rapid-fire roundup of top stories from open source, tech, science, and society. Thanks for listening.